I live at Manjushri Kadampa Meditation Centre in the United Kingdom, on the borders of the English Lake District. And every so often I have the opportunity to go for a walk in the wonderful countryside that the Lake District offers. I have a favourite place that I like to visit, a small gorge. Sometimes when I go there, after there's been some heavy rain, I see water cascading down, filling the rock pools, and white water everywhere. Tremendous energy in this small valley. And then at other times I go and it's all gone. There's nothing. No water flowing, no white water. The rock pools are still, and perhaps depleted. And I find this a very useful example of how important it is for us to establish constancy in our spiritual practice. Applying steady effort over a long period of time, rather than pushing hard and expecting to get great results. In his book, Joyful Path of Good Fortune, Venerable Geshe Khyelson Gyatso Rinpoche says, "It is far better to apply a small amount of effort consistently than to apply a huge amount of effort for only a few days. It is said that our effort should be like water in a wide river, gently flowing day and night, year after year. Foolish effort is like a waterfall caused by a sudden storm. It cascades noisily and releases tremendous energy for a while, and then it trickles away to nothing." Quite possibly most of us recognize this, and sometimes we get very enthusiastic about our practice, especially if we've just read something new or received a new teaching or a new empowerment and we're engaging in a new practice. And we convince ourselves that if we really push, we can get great results quickly. But of course, that kind of effort is not sustainable, and before long, it trickles away to nothing. And often when that happens, we find we abandon the practice altogether. And in his book, Meaningful to Behold, Venerable Geshe uses another analogy, which I also find very helpful. He says, "We cannot bring water to a boil if we're forever turning the heat on and off. Just as the stove should be kept at a constant temperature, so our meditation practices should be steady and continuous." I think it's easy to underestimate the power and the benefit of constancy, regularity in our spiritual practice, and especially in our meditation. We need to be realistic, and if we wish to do, for example, meditation regularly, say every day, it's important to do this in a measured way, setting ourselves a schedule that is realistic, that is sustainable, knowing that our spiritual training is not like a short sprint, it's much more like a long marathon. We need to pace ourselves, and we need also to adjust our expectations accordingly. And it's not just the regularity of our practice that is important. It's also important to not allow ourselves to start pushing, try to force results from our meditation. For example, we may feel that we have quite a lot of negativity in our mind that we'd want to get rid of. I want to stop being angry. I want to get anger out of my mind as quickly as possible. And if we're not realistic, then we try to push and we try to get results quickly. And when we fail to, we become discouraged. And we may feel that it's necessary to be forceful in our meditation. For example, if we look at our mind before we do meditation and see this great rock-like negativity in our mind, and then we look at the mind after the meditation, it looks like not much changed. It looks like maybe nothing changed. How could that single meditation session have had any impact at all on the amount of negativity or anger or what have you that I want to remove from my mind? It's rather like we know, for example, that if water drips continuously onto a rock, eventually it will begin to erode that rock. Not because any one drop of water is very powerful or very forceful, but because of the regularity, the constancy of the dripping. Something as gentle as a drop of water can contribute to the erosion of a rock if the water drips regularly and consistently onto the rock. If we look at a rock before a drop of water falls and then we look at it again after, it looks like nothing happened. But we know from our experience that something is happening, although not necessarily immediately perceptible. And the same is true of our meditation practice. Even though we may examine our mind immediately after a session, feel not much happened, something is happening. But we have to be patient, and we have to evaluate our practice over the days, weeks, and months, not expecting immediate results. From one point of view, there's nothing more gentle than a meditation session. But just because something is gentle doesn't mean that it has no power, doesn't mean that it's not effective. It derives its power from constancy, from regularity. I'm reminded of an example that Venerable Geshe-la gives in his book, Living Meaningfully, Dying Joyfully, in which he tells the story of Asanga, Arya Asanga, who was doing a retreat in his cave and became discouraged on a number of occasions. And each time he left his cave, discouraged, he saw something that encouraged him to return. And Geshe-la says, on one occasion, he again became discouraged and left his cave. This time, he saw a hole in a cliff face, inside which some birds had made their nests. He noticed that as the birds flew in and out, the tips of their wings brushed against the rock, and over the years had worn a niche into it. Think about it. What is more gentle than the brush of the tip of a bird's wing? What is harder than a rock? And yet, because the birds are repeatedly flying in and out, gradually the gentle brushing of the tips of the wings against the rock started to erode the rock. Venerable Geshe-la says, inspired by this example of how even the gentlest action, if repeated often enough, can produce dramatic results, he returned to his cave, determined to remove the obstructions from his mind. We should try to learn from this example. What a beautiful phrase. Even the gentlest action, if repeated often enough, can produce dramatic results. Maybe we can set the pace of our meditation and adjust our expectations accordingly.